Good evening, Audio Mo. It's just after 9:15 on Friday the 6th of June, so it's Audio Mo day 6. Now, there's a bit of a tale to tell about that, because I actually recorded a Mo, whatever you call it, earlier today. We got a taxi and we went and got picked up Niall's tablets from the vets. We took my son's trousers in to be repaired. We'd have a button sewn on. Yes, we can sew a button on, but it's a special type of button that you can't sew on without a machine. And we got some money out the cash point. Then we met my son at the clinic and we went for his appointment. He didn't have the treatment done. He's got two very badly ingrown toenails on his big toes due to the way he cuts his nails, apparently. And he has to be referred and go on a waiting list for somewhere else. So then we got a taxi home. Now, he knew I was recording. I didn't record the whole thing. I just did snippets here and there, a bit of the journey there and a bit of the waiting in the clinic and not any of his appointment, obviously, and then waiting for the taxi to come home. But he didn't want me to publish it because he said he hates the sound of his voice. Well, I told him I hate the sound of mine, but I could never have been a journalist because I had to respect his wishes and I deleted it. So I hope that counts, that I for my challenge of going out every day, because I did go out. Even though I actually haven't felt so great. I'm all right now, but I didn't feel that great this morning and early part of the afternoon. But I had to go. I couldn't let him down. And I'm okay now. I'm sitting outside and it's quite cool, actually. I can hear a blackbird singing, but it's far off. But I think it's the only one. All I can hear is traffic now. But that traffic will die down until it'll be non-existent by like 1 or 2 a.m. But I don't intend to be here then. I certainly don't. Yusuf Lamy has recovered from his bath yesterday. I felt a bit mean because he was shaking and crying. But, you know, he really did need a bath. If I'd have put him, you know, just wiped him down with wipes, it would not have got rid of the smell. He was absolutely plastered in fox poo from the shoulders to his tail. Well and truly plastered in it, and it really smelt foul, as any of you who have dogs with this tendency to do such things would know and appreciate. So I just wanted to give you an update that he's absolutely fine. He was fine straight afterwards, and I know it sounded like I was being a bit cruel, but I wasn't. I just had to do it because, well, he sleeps on my bed and I certainly wouldn't have him up there like that, and he would get so distressed if I shut him out of my bedroom at night. So he doesn't always sleep on the bed at night. He goes underneath sometimes, but he would be very distressed to be shut out, and I couldn't do that to him. So I'd rather have a 20 minutes or whatever it was of bath time fun, not, and then him be allowed to carry on his routine as usual, than him being wondering why he's been banished. Because obviously he wouldn't understand such things. And I don't know why he squeaked when I was drying him, when I touched his ear, and he's been scratching his ear today, so I don't know if he's got some allergy or something. They both need to be done with their advocate, so I'll do that this weekend, just to ward off any unwanted intruders. And I'll be taking him for his checkup soon and his boosters and stuff. And I will be going for his Tuesday, and I think he's probably due his booster. I can't remember, I've lost track. Anyway, I don't think there's much more to report, really. It's a bit, still quite windy, and it went up to 25 degrees today, apparently, according to the taxi driver. And he was a typical miserable English taxi driver that you get. It took him, Obi, saying good afternoon 3 times before he answered. I think he was being funny because he started telling us how the controller had sent him to pick up someone from another address in our road, and then they sent him somewhere else, and then he had to come all the way back, and didn't they understand about the price of diesel and all this. So the thing is, he was 10 minutes early and we weren't ready because I booked the taxi for 4 o'clock and I meant 4 o'clock. So he had to wait out there, and he drove the car quite far away. I think it was to put it in the shade because it was hot. So I suppose that's why it was a bit miserable, but it wasn't our fault. And there was no need to be so downright rude. There's no way he wouldn't have heard him saying good afternoon. So I think he was just being an ignorant git, to be quite honest. And he tried to be pleasant after that, because I think he got over his strop, which wasn't at us, really. But there's just no need to be so rude. And, you know, it wasn't our fault that he turned up early. We weren't ready because we didn't want it at 10 to 4. We wanted it at 4 o'clock. Anyway, at least we got to the appointment on time, and we did what else we had to do. And we've had an okay evening. I watched some of the D-Day stuff on the BBC One news this evening. And I think I'm just going to go upstairs and listen to a few audio boos now. I've got quite a few. I've got a backlog of them. So hopefully I'll manage to listen to some of them, if not all. And I will be back tomorrow, when we will definitely be out and about. Have a good Friday, everyone. What's left of it? I think the battery thing's come up now. Have you still left it on? Okay, thanks, darling. Thanks, Divi. Thank you. Thank you.